What's up, you guys? What do you think that Greg Cox, Shirley Horton, Steve Padilla, Cheryl Cox, and Mary Salas have in common with my co-host?
I can't.
They were all mayors of the city of Chula Vista, California, and I'm honored to add my co-host, Alexa Ray Ray Alcantara, to that list. Burr, 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 burr,
burr. What's up, y'all? The great mentors, all of them. Really awesome. Look, it's about to be fall, and I'm very excited, but honestly, forget the pumpkin spice lattes and forget the Ugg boots with jean shorts, because my co-host ain't no basic bitch, y'all. Give it
wow.
up for Kirsten Lowkers Osseo.
And this is the
Pop
and Locks
Podcast.
What
up?
I'm also honored that you would say I'm not a basic bitch. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, I cannot believe you looked up mayors of Chula Vista. Like, I just can't. I swear some of those people I remember on a ballot. I'm just saying.
I will just say that one day I will run out of mayor things, but I hope I don't. So I'm just going to keep on keeping on, guys.
That was really too much.
You guys, I'm in. And I know a lot of you are in on this. So I can't wait till we inaugurate her.
I can't.
Anyway, I just want to say thanks to all of you who participated in our last podcast, but also even just discuss. There's a lot of discourse surrounding that last episode. I just want to say it was a hot topic at a lot of our board game nights.
Really?
And even if some of our, friends didn't listen to the episode, they did discuss their top tens. So shout out to Q&A with Q&A and Julian. But actually, Julian did listen to the episode.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the people who discussed. I appreciate it. I appreciate you all.
Yes, thank you all so much.
Actually, first things first, guys. I told Alexa that I had a secret topic that I wanted to discuss. I've been holding on to this for 2 weeks.
What's happening?
You guys, Alexa, guess what I watched on Labor Day?
Aladdin?
Yes.
Very, very hot topic of the year. You are correct.
You guys, I feel like we have this. Aladdin is up there with Michael B. Jordan.
This is,
I feel,
too much. I really love it, though, and I cannot wait to discuss.
I wonder if a week has gone by where we have not talked about Aladdin.
Honestly,
I'm just like every episode. I feel like I'm like, oh, I think we're clear, but no, you know what? Bringing it up again.
This time, this is on you. So yeah,
I know it is on me. So Labor Day, we were playing board games, and Julian decided to turn on Aladdin because Emmeline, his daughter, loves it,
mm-hmm.
and she loves A Whole New World.
Aww.
Shout out to our number one pick. Right?
True.
And so she played it, and I was like doing my very best to not hate, because you know how I was skeptical about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just want to say, by the time the Prince Ali song came about, I was 100% in.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
There was like a beat drop in that song that was fantastic. And it was like a point where all of us went, oh shoot.
Oh my
god.
Like,
we all did it. We all did it. It was great. And like, also shout out to Ray, who I feel like was the most skeptical about watching it. He was like, he was the one that was kind of like, I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna like it, I'm not down, because he like loves Robin Williams.
Oh, okay.
And like, I know he loves Will Smith, like that's like his like dude, right? Mm-hmm. But even still, I know he was like very skeptical, but even same part he was in.
Oh my gosh, now I gotta go listen to that song like on the soundtrack and see what it is.
You should watch the video of it if they have a video, because
okay.
That part was tight. I will not
Wait,
lie
isn't
and
the
I
production
will say,
of that insane.
You know, I don't know if I would go to Agrabah, but, or as they say, Agrabah.
Right.
I just also, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was nice. I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
I can see what you mean.
It looks cool.
Will Smith was good because he wasn't trying to be Robin Williams.
No.
I did enjoy it. I think it's also because I had such low expectations.
Yeah.
That I really enjoyed it. I will say the dancing is something that I loved and hated at the same time.
That's fine. That's fine.
Is that something that you loved so much?
A little bit. Because I was like, dude, he is so fine. But when I got past that, even I was just like, oh, the choreography is just cool. Like, some of it's just, like, really modern and cool. So I was into it.
Yeah. I was like, this, when he had his little solo thing,
the solo,
I was like,
I'm dead.
Oh, I hate it. I was like, it's like I hate it because it's good, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is making me uncomfortable.
The the dancing in You Never Had a Friend Like Me is cute, too.
Oh, yeah, that was also
That was
good,
really
yeah.
good, yeah.
Yeah, I actually feel like his acting is whatever. Like, the thing is, like, I go both ways because he was corny. But the thing is, dude, Aladdin was corny also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed less corny because he was a cartoon.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
But it's like, you put that in real life and it's like, I imagine if he tried to play it cooler and like more like smoldery or what or smooth, I feel like it would have been worse, maybe. I don't know.
I think
like, I just don't know how it would have been better,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the live action like lacks a little bit of the charm that Aladdin has in the animation.
Yeah.
Which, again, but then it's like, again, I don't know how would you do that.
You would have to cast a super charming ass person.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Someone
and, like, no
who's,
disrespect to him.
No, yeah, yeah. But,
yeah.
Like, someone who's just, like, naturally charming in real life. And
like Raph.
Yes, like Justin Baldoni.
But the thing is, I don't think he can sing. Yeah, but I don't think he can sing or dance.
I don't
so.
Think he... Yeah, I'm not sure if he can either. Yeah, see, like, I could see him being good at
like,
it.
Like, imagine, like, Zayn looks like he could be Aladdin and he can sing, but I just feel like I don't think he can act, and I feel like I would hate that version of Aladdin, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think,
like,
yeah, I think how Mina played it was fine, but there is, like, a lack of, like, coolness and charm than there is, like, than from the
that
animation.
That Steve had.
Yeah, which is weird, though. Yeah.
I mean, it's because they drew him to be cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that's it. Like, as Chandler said, I was really sad when they stopped drawing the deer. I don't know if you remember that part.
I don't remember that.
Oh, when they were talking about how Phoebe, or they were all sad about Bambi, how, you know, Bambi's mom dies.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then Chandler said, you didn't cry. And Bambi's like, no, I didn't cry when they stopped drawing the deer, you know? Anyway, yeah, that's what I wanted to
oh
talk
my gosh,
to you about.
I'm so happy you watched it and that you actually, like,
yeah.
liked it.
Wait, also, we watched it not once, but, like, one and a half times, I guess, because we watched it, and then Paul and Christine came in, like, towards the end, and then when it ended, we watched, from the beginning, just the dance numbers.
Oh,
or just
okay.
the music,
oh,
musical numbers.
Oh, my gosh, how fun.
Yeah, it was great. I cannot believe that I liked it as much as I did. So
yes,
there it is. There's that.
I'm very excited.
I did that partly for you and partly out of the curiosity as someone who engages in pop culture.
Yeah, so. I mean, a lot of people were like saying that they liked it, even people who had just seen it like just a couple of weeks ago or something, like Julian.
Yeah,
and I think someone else, but
yeah. Well, Julian was really the one who was really pushing us to watch it. He's watched it at least 3 times.
Yeah.
Also, I heard Emmeline sing it, and it's, like, so cute. It's literally the cutest.
Don't you think the girl who played Jasmine is, like, really pretty and has a great voice?
Oh, yeah. She's really good.
Yeah.
I will say that I agree with what everyone says about Speechless, is that it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense,
like,
in the
I think
movie.
She's... Yeah, and I just don't think... Everyone was not necessarily disagreeing with me, but I don't know if it was like they were actually disagreeing or if they were just hating because it's me. That Speechless is not an appropriate title for this song.
Oh.
Because you wouldn't say that, like, you wouldn't say that, like, if Silenced makes more sense, because it's the part where they're, like, trying to like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
put her in jail or whatever, like make her, like they're trying to silence her, but they wouldn't say, oh, they're trying to make me speechless. That doesn't make sense. Speechless is something that when you react to something and you don't, you're speechless.
Yeah,
like it just doesn't make sense to me.
I get that, and she does say the word silent in the song, so
yeah. So it's like, I just don't say speechless. I don't know, that's my thought on that. And everyone was hating on me, saying that I was a hater. I was like, no, I'm just being serious. So it's like, it's no diss on the song. She sounds great.
Yeah, she
and
does.
She looks does. Everyone kept talking about how pretty she was, and she's like gorgeous.
I know, like, my gosh.
Yeah, she's gonna be in Charlie's Angels. I don't think that's a good look for her, to be honest.
I know. She was also in Power Rangers before this, and I don't think that was a great look for her. So hopefully her future's brighter than both of those.
Who? Which ranger was she?
The pink.
Pink?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out.
But, you know, I mean,
well, that's cool.
Hopefully she gets other things. She's so pretty. Ugh.
Oh, man. Damn.
Nice. That was good.
Okay. Yeah, I just was holding on to that. I'm glad to get it off my chest, and now we could just discuss it freely.
Yeah.
Now it could be something we can, you know, bring to the table.
Now I could just send you pictures of Mina, like, all day.
Oh, okay. He is fire, though, I will say.
Oh, yes, yes, he is.
Yeah. I will say I hope this is maybe the last time we talk about Aladdin for a while.
I feel like it might be, however, I mean, like, I think about him all the time, so maybe not.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. tight, I guess. So we had two other things to talk about today.
Yeah.
We've got TV and Thirstcast. I don't know what you want to talk about first, but I will say the TV that I have recently caught up on, It ties into my Thirstcasts. So I don't know how you want to go with this. Do you have TV to talk about? Because then I could just kind of like interweave.
Wait, maybe let me just go first then, and then you can go, and then we'll talk about your thirst.
Yes, always.
So I started catching up on The Good Place, and I'm
okay.
I love it, honestly. Like, I still love that show. Like, I think
it's great.
Like, I think again, like Kristen Bell, we've talked about her a lot, but like she's so funny because she's so like weird, and it just, everything that she says as Eleanor just comes so natural, and I think like her wit and everything is just so pleasing to watch. Like, I just get a kick out of all of them, and I'm like really, really sad it's ending, but I understand that it has to. So I've been catching up on that just for season 3 though, because season 4 I think starts in like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, which episode are you on?
Episode 8.
Which one is that?
So if there's this, if people haven't watched it yet, I mean, don't listen, but it's the part where the demons made a door to Earth, and they all like found them in the bar and stuff.
Okay. I will say the episode after that is great.
Oh, and like Eleanor doesn't know if she wants to tell Chidi that she knows that in a past.
Yeah. Bombajon.
Yeah.
I just think that name is hilarious.
Oh my gosh. And I love, I don't know, like it's weird that I do kind of think they're, like, them being together is cute. Well, if they get together, I don't know yet, but
I love them.
Oh my gosh, it's
I
so
love
cute.
Kristen Bell.
I know.
Wait, also, since you do listen to Armchair Expert, in the next episode, there's a cameo by Monica Padman.
Oh.
You know, like, the girl that you said you feel uncomfortable?
Wait, on the what next episode?
On the next episode of The Good Place.
No.
Episode 10, or are you on 9 or 10? Sorry.
I'm on
9.
8.
Oh, so in episode 9, there's like a brief cameo by Monica.
No, ew.
I forgot that you don't like her. I like her.
I thought you felt uncomfortable too.
No, I did, but the more that I listen to the podcast, like, I get it.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I just need to listen to it more, but I'm just like, there's some times I just don't.
No, I agree. It is weird. Or it is different. Not weird. It's different.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't think they like each other, but I'm just saying.
No. Because it's like she's like their pseudo daughter.
Oh.
That's how,
is she
like,
young?
Yeah. Like, because younger, but like, I know that she refers to Kristen as like her mom sometimes.
God.
Like, she's like her work mom.
Okay. That's a, now that I know that might be easier for me to listen to their podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just hard because she sounds like Kristen. That's why it's hard.
Well, again, and like
her voice sounds like her.
She knows Dax in a way that like somebody very close to him would know. That's
and she's not his wife,
you know?
No, yeah, yeah. It's definitely weird.
Yeah.
Or different, sorry.
Yeah.
Not trying not to be judgments. Anyway.
Yeah. What else have I been watching? Oh, super random, but I finished season one of Carmen Sandiego, which is on Netflix, the animated series.
Oh, what the hell? And, okay.
Gina Rodriguez is the voice of her.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's cool. It's like a really good, it's like Kim Possible, but more refined for like, just more refined as a cartoon.
What's the age group for that?
It's gotta be like 10-year-olds and up-ish, because they, San Diego like teaches you about geography and stuff.
Yeah, okay, so Penny's too young.
Yeah, I mean, she might just like the action in it if she's into that, because she's like a spy also, you know? So that's cool.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe I'll wait. Oh, maybe I'll wait on that.
Yeah, and then her like hacker assistant person, the voice is Mike from Stranger Things.
Which one's Mike? Oh.
Eleven's Boo.
Eleven's Boo. Eleven's Boo.
So I finished that.
I did catch up on Stranger Things also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what'd you think?
Oh, man. You're right about... You talked about someone died, right?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, like...
Sad, right?
I don't know. It was sad, but... Is he dead?
True.
She? He? She? Oh, wait. Well, he's dead. For sure. But other guy, is he dead?
Yeah.
Is he dead, though? You know?
Yeah.
I just want to say, oh, you know what? I have to add another thirst. Damn it.
Oh.
Forgot about this one.
You're so loaded with content this week.
I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty this week.
I'm done.
You continue.
What else have I been watching? Those are honestly the main two, super random, I know. But also, if anybody cares to talk to me about Bachelor in Paradise, the season finale is this week. Oh. So I'm all in for discussing that as well.
I definitely do not care.
That's fine.
Do you listen to Bachelor Party on the radio?
Oh yeah, I do.
Oh, is it good? That's like one thing, that's maybe the only reason why I wish I would watch. Because I like Ringer podcast so much.
Yeah, it's good because like Juliet Littman actually knows them and knows gets a super behind the scenes look at everything, because she knows like the network and the people who work there. So like she even tells you the timeline of like, oh, so they're actually shooting here, they have to go here, like, so she gives you all the behind the scenes stuff, which is kind of cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like Juliet a lot more than, I know, because I listen to Jam Session, mm-hmm. But I like Juliet more than I like Amanda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then I've also been listening to all of the Ringer, like the Tea Time.
Yeah.
All of the Ringer Dish podcasts. I've kind of listened to all of them. And have you ever, there's one where Liz Kelly, mm-hmm. who's like one of the younger staff writers or staff people on The Ringer,
yeah,
maybe she's like in her mid-20s, and then she talks to Bill Simmons's daughter, who's like 13 or 14.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they have a podcast once a month to talk about stuff that Zoe Simmons, that's her name, that she's into. And it's really funny.
That's
and
cute.
Interesting, because she's like legit a teen, but she's, I will say, she's pretty smart for her age, or like she's more cultured, and like she's also still definitely a teen.
Yeah,
so it's just like, I don't want to say she's naive, but she's like pretty innocent,
mm-hmm.
or like, it's nice to see that like not like some kids aren't the worst, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Juliet has a lot of guest stars from people from The Ringer. So like Liz Kelly is always on there.
Yes.
And like some guys are on there. Oh, Mallory Rubin is on there. It's so funny.
Oh, Andrew Gridadaro,
yeah.
Is that one?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I wish, because, like, dude, reality TV, like, with that comes me being, like, a major hater on some of these people. So
yeah.
Sometimes I wish Juliet was, like, a little bit more of a hater, but she's just probably a nicer person than me.
She does, I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't, because she doesn't want to get in trouble, or,
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be part of it.
Yeah, that's true. But it's
anyway.
It's cool. I just like hearing people talk about, like, You know, like, it's like you like hearing people talk about what you just watched, so.
Yes, I love it. I also just, like, love reacting. I love watching TV and just having someone to bounce, like, my feelings off of. So, like, I was catching up on Agents last night and I was texting Sheila. And she had already watched it, like, I don't even know when. But I just need someone to, like, say these thoughts aloud to you, even if she's not responding right away. It's just, it makes me, it's cathartic.
Yeah.
I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, any other TV?
That's pretty much it. I mean, British Baking Show came out with, like, weekly episodes, which I'm just so behind.
How do you
behind.
Feel about the weekly?
I mean, honestly, I'm so behind that by the time I even get to those, it's going to all be there already. So I'm just kind of, like, chill about it. But some people don't like it at all.
Same. Oh, like the show at all?
No.
Or like the weekly?
The weekly thing.
I haven't even started, and I will say I don't love the weekly, just because I want to
just keep going
right away.
Yeah,
like I want to keep going, you know.
Yeah. Well, sorry, one more thing also.
Yes.
I haven't started, but my cousin recommended, like, I think it's called Styling Hollywood, it on Netflix.
Ooh, what's that?
And it's like, I think it's a gay couple who styles celebrities, like fashion, like clothing.
Ooh. Wait, it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah. So it's, she said it's super, super funny, and they have good celebrities on there, and they do, like, fashion weeks and stuff for them. So I want to start that,
too. I like that.
Yeah. Anybody's interested?
Oh, all right, then.
But I think that's it for me.
Oh, man. Okay. So I'm going to do my TV shows. I've recently caught up on a lot of fucking TV, like an insane amount, because last time we didn't talk about it. So I would have been just like kind of straight watching TV, like binging shit for like the last 2 months almost.
Damn.
Or maybe like month or so. But like I had finished Jane the Virgin, which I know we had briefly talked about, but we didn't talk about that. We both finished it, right?
No, not yet.
Oh. Do we have to? I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
Like, do you like... I like the finale. I'm sad it's over, but I think it ended in a good place. That's...
Yeah.
That's, I mean, pretty much all I had to say about it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I'm really going to miss it, and I hope Netflix doesn't get rid of it anytime soon, because I'm probably just going to rewatch it.
But I think they've got, like, a deal with the CW.
Oh, cool.
Like, to keep all their content on there. I you know, like, Ramir always asks me, like, everyone always talks about Jane the Virgin. Should I watch it? I'm like, I mean, I think it's really cute, but I don't know if, like, that's his... vibe.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely,
I mean,
not,
I think he would still
be...
enjoy it, but it's, there's other things that I feel like are more worth his time.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not something that like everyone's gonna enjoy. I mean,
yeah,
it is really cute and I think it's great storytelling, but if you're not into the over exaggerated like soap opera drama and along with romance, then you won't really care, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He can try it and just see if he likes it.
Yeah. I think he watched, like, the first two seasons, and then he said it was just, like, a lot. And I was like, oh, well, it's supposed to be a lot. It's a freaking telenovela.
Yeah.
Telenovela. You know?
Yeah. It's the best.
Anyway, I watched... Okay, so I caught up on Stranger Things, which I loved. Season 3 is definitely better than Season 2.
Yeah.
Maybe better than Season 1.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe.
Yeah, I said I caught up on Agents.
Mm-hmm.
I watched, I think I'd watched like half, I tried to keep up with like the season, but it's just too hard like to keep up with stuff like week by week.
I know.
So I think I had originally watched like the first 5 or 6 episodes, and then I tried to go back and watch it on Hulu, but they don't keep all the episodes on there.
Yeah.
So I had to wait till they put it on Netflix. I just finished all of it. I know that, did you watch any of that ever?
Season 1 and 2.
Okay, so season 1's bad. Season 2 is not bad. It's okay.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it definitely gets exponentially better. I just, like, love the character building and all the people who have been on the show and have left the show and, like, new people on the show. I've always really enjoyed their characters. And I feel like... So the next season is going to be the last season.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like where they ended season 6, I think that's season 6 is what it was on. I feel like I can see how it's leading up into the stuff with like the Eternals and like with the new Marvel Phase 4 stuff. Is
that's
four?
Cool.
I think I haven't talked to Gerard and Ray about it yet, but I feel like that's where they're leading to. But I really liked the season. I like literally finished. I watched like 6 episodes in the last like 3 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I also watched, what else did I just watch? Oh, I caught up on like 2 seasons of The 100, which that show was fire for sure. Like that show's fire. Again, that's another one that you should watch. But again, like there's so many shows, but I think that show is still going strong for me. I don't know if next season's the last season. There might be one more, but I know for sure they're renewed for another one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that again. It didn't work out for me that first time, remember?
How much did you watch? Yeah, I do remember.
4 episodes.
How much did you watch? Yeah, you know, the thing is, Julian is trying to catch up, and, like, they had, like, stopped after season 2 or 3, and then they couldn't remember anything. So then I was at their house, and they were watching the first episode. I'm like, damn, this acting is bad.
Yeah, oh, like, my
It's really soapy, like those first, that first season's really soapy, but it really gets dark and like, it gets deep. Like, I don't want to say, it's not as good as Game of Thrones, obviously, but it's like, it's still like, has a really good story. The acting gets better, and it doesn't get too convoluted, because I feel like a lot of network shows get really convoluted. Like Grey's Anatomy is insane.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like too much when you're on a show for that long. It gets like the storylines, you have to keep topping yourself every season with something more outrageous, and I feel like the story that they're telling is good and it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really like that. I finished The Good Place like literally like last week, and I cried, and I love it.
Oh my gosh, I love it. You cried?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to I love watching it, honestly. Like I don't want to watch it too fast because it's just so good to me still.
Yeah, I watched it too fast. I did. It's and okay. I regret it, but I don't care. I love Kristen Bell. Like she's I love her. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's
and I
so
think Ted
funny.
Danson is so good.
I know. Oh my gosh, I love
actually,
him.
Actually, Darcy Carden is amazing. The one who Janet?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a really, really good actress, and like I feel like she definitely has a lot of episodes that, or like the next few episodes, like she really flexes and she's really good.
Dude,
I think she's good.
I was just gonna say, like, I mean, that role is a very unique role to play on TV anyway, but this, just being 8 episodes into this season, I'm totally, like, noticing how great of an actress she is, because just everything about what she does and what she has to do as, like, being a robot but a human, like, you know, like, that whole...
Yeah, like, she's a robot on Earth. Learning about what it is to be a human and, like, experiencing, like, new emotions and feelings. Like, I love it.
It's great. Or like the freakouts when she wants to do something that she could have done in like the bad place or whatever, and she has to pretend or like realize she can't do that. Like the acting is just, honestly, it's just so, like, she just does such a great job.
Yeah. She's also on Barry. I don't watch Barry, but that's one of the shows I want to watch.
Yeah.
I really want to watch it. So that's Bill Hader's show. Did you know that Darcy Carden used to be Bill Hader's nanny?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Yeah, because I guess it's like, so I think it's common for people to nanny, like actresses or actors or actresses, to like, it's like an easy side hustle.
Oh,
I
guess.
Well, like Monica Padman was Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell's nanny.
Yeah.
So
maybe I should do
interesting
that.
Stuff. Yeah. Nanny to celebrities. Actually, aren't you like insanely good with kids, too?
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. I mean, I think I'm decent, but...
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe. I've thought about that before, like, doing that on the side for some extra cash, you know?
Cash, yeah.
Anyway, go on.
I caught up on... Damn, I'm, like, just rolling out the show.
No, it's cool.
I caught up on 13 Reasons, you guys.
Did you? I can't do it. I'm so scared.
So I just want to say that I was pretty out on watching the third season. Like, I kind of had said, I don't care, I'm good, right? And then Kathy Bernabe texted me and said, dude, did you watch 13 Reasons? I said, no, I wasn't really sure. And then she sent me the mind-blown emoji. And I was like, And Kathy doesn't watch a lot of shows.
She doesn't,
She doesn't. And so she said, just tell me when you watch it. If Fuck, I watched that shit in like a week.
Dude.
And actually, no, I think I watched it in like 3 days or less.
Okay.
To be honest. How? It was like, and it was good. It was
good. Is it better than season two?
Oh, 100%. Like, season two was trash. Like, season two was bad.
Really?
I didn't think season two was good. That's why I was pretty out on watching the third season. So I think the story is better. The characters are better. Like the character arcs are better. There is one new character they introduced that's supposed to be the new Hannah.
Uh-huh.
Like the new girl. And she sucks.
Dude, people
like,
hate I will say, her.
She sucks. She's awful. She's awful. I hate her. But I still really like the season. I don't even really like Clay. I don't think you're supposed to like Clay anyway.
I don't, yeah, I don't know.
But I think everybody else carries the show for me. I think the story was good. And I don't know how they're going to do a fourth season. That to me, it's like, okay, sure.
Are they?
I'll probably watch
confirmed?
It, though. Yeah, I think there's going to be fourth and final.
Is yeah, it? I know. Okay, the thing is, like, it's hard for me to watch because it's just hard for me to grasp the fact that this is happening to people in real life. And, like, I'm not...
Well, I feel like this is not happening anymore. I feel like this season makes less sense in the way that this is actually happening to people.
Okay.
I feel like the first season is really the only one that seemed the most... Not even true to real life, but, like, could happen. But I feel like the further you get into it, the more...
It's just, like...
Ridiculous it
dramatized
is.
Dramatized a little
but
bit.
But I believe... Yeah, yeah. But I believe it happens to those people. You know what I mean? Like, it's believable to happen in the story. Like, in context.
Okay.
But I think this season, they tackled a lot of different issues. Or a lot more different issues. And I liked some of the things that they talked about. And I liked how they approached it.
Okay.
More.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to just find it in me to give it a chance again, but...
I think it's not as graphic either.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like... Did you watch last season?
No, because I was, like, really scared from the first season.
So, yeah, even the second season is not that... There's only one scene towards the end of the season that's rough.
Okay.
But I don't think anything is as bad as that the Hannah scene.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last two episodes of season one were just like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't
tough times.
Watch it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not saying like, I'm discrediting that show because of how difficult it is. Like, it's just really sad knowing that happens to people.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe one day I'll give it a chance. Wait, sorry, real quick also, speaking of like new things that came out or new seasons that came out on Netflix, Dear White People came out with the season three.
I know. I had that's what I was gonna watch, what I'm gonna watch next. So right now I'm catching up on Mindhunter.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then I might watch Dear White People next.
I didn't even watch season two of Dear White People because I was like, I got like one episode into it and I'm like, oh god, I don't know how I feel about all these people again. But
yeah,
I mean, I am gonna finish it, so.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, like, that's the thing about Netflix. At least all those shows will stay on. Whether or not they're canceled, they'll still be
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, like, I can still go watch The Get Down if I want, right? That's still on there, right?
I think so.
Fucking The Get Down, right? Shamar.
Shout out, guys.
No, Shamar Moore is a different person.
No.
What's his name?
Shameik Moore?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Shamar Moore is like an older dude, right?
Yeah, the guy from like NCIS or something. I don't know. No, he was on Criminal Minds. I'm sorry, Criminal Minds.
Yeah. Oh man, LOL. Someone just recommended Criminal Minds to me. I think it was Sheila.
Yeah, Criminal Minds is good.
It's like one. It's like a Bones, right?
Yes, with like a bigger team, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, damn Bones. Anyway. I think those are all the shows I've caught up in the last couple months.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude.
Well, because we're like, it's just in time for like freaking fall TV though is gonna start up soon. So
I know. I
gotta get back into all of the CW stuff,
dude.
And then Grey's is coming back, and
the CW,
freaking everything's yeah, C Dubs.
Arrow, this is
it. Did I talk about? Oh, I did talk about. Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. Arrow ended so poorly for me.
Did it?
Yeah, it was like, whatever.
I thought it was better than the season before.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm gonna be sad. You know they're gonna do flashbacks, and it's just gonna kill us.
Yeah. I can't believe Felicity's not gonna be on the show. That's whack.
Oh, I found out it's because she's on a Broadway. In a Broadway.
Oh, she's in a Broadway.
On Broadway? In a play. Yeah, on Broadway.
So it's a play.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Stephen Amell, I think, said a play. I think.
Oh. I saw Stephen Amell's gonna do a wrestling show, right?
Yeah. My dad was, like, not in for it.
Oh, I'm in.
I know. I'm gonna watch it.
I like wrestling.
He was like, yeah, what?
Well, I like wrestling, and I love Stephen Amell.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
That I like wrestling, or that I love Stephen Amell, because...
Definitely that you like wrestling. We know about Stephen Amell.
Oh, there was, like, a... There was, like, a maybe two-year period where I, like, really liked wrestling a lot. It was, like, the Rock's last couple years that I watched a lot.
Oh, okay.
So, like, junior high and then very early high school.
Okay, but, like, that or vampires?
Oh, no, vampires, man. Vampires all day.
I'm dead.
Wait, just that or vampires? Is vampires that weird? I don't think so.
I just didn't know that about you specifically. So when it's you went like on that tangent.
It's not like, okay, it's not like that, like somebody will say, ooh, a vampire show's coming out. I'm not going to be like, ooh, I'm in. It just so happens that a lot of things I like have vampires in it, like Buffy, Vampire Diaries. Twilight.
Oh, I see. That's I didn't it. Even know I, you I didn't watch Vampire Diaries. That's kind of serious.
I only watched like two or three seasons. I didn't finish it. Oh. It got too much. It was too much.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Also, the main girl, Nina Dobrev, really annoyed me. And so did the main guy. Actually, I didn't like anyone on that show.
Honestly, Nina Dobrev still annoys me, and I barely even watch that show.
Ian Somerhalder.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's hot, but really douchey.
Yeah,
like he's kind of like arrogant and like self-centered because he was on Lost, and I went to the 10-year Lost anniversary Paley Fest, and all he did was want to fucking talk about himself. I'm like, bitch, you were on Lost for like one season, dog. Like nobody cares about you,
dude. Yeah, he seems
more like Get Lost. Am I right?
Oh, okay. Oh shit. Also, isn't it funny that he married Nikki Reed, who was in Twilight, as a vampire?
Oh, vampire vibes.
Again, but this tangent is just great. Okay.
I just, you know, vampires. There's other vampire things that I don't watch. Like, I didn't watch that, what's True Blood? I didn't watch True Blood.
Or Teen Wolf with Tyler Posey.
Oh, that's a show that, honestly, is that show on Netflix?
I don't know.
Because if it is, I'd watch that.
Oh, maybe I should watch it too. There were some hot guys on there.
I'd love to pick up a show that's done already, but has a lot of seasons, so I can just watch it and feel no pressure, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dang.
That's funny.
Like, am I ever going to watch Scandal? I don't know, man. Tough times.
Am I ever going to finish Scandal? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped after she got kidnapped, and I was like, I'm done.
Wait, me
like,
too. Me too.
Like, I feel like that's when a lot of people stopped watching. It was just, like, too much.
One day...
Also, spoiler alert, she gets kidnapped. So, I don't know. Thirstcast, you guys,
okay.
Am I right?
Okay, so, what's next? Speaking of all your TV shows, please tell us, who are your thirsts?
All my thirsts... So, okay, I'll start with my first one. Who should I start with my first one? Okay, this is the only repeat that I believe I've talked about. Maybe second, but Ross Butler.
I knew it. Because you said 13 Reasons.
He plays Zach. I forgot his last name. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
And he's gonna be in the sequel to All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh yes.
He's at Ross Butler on Instagram. He's fire. His neck is too long, but it's fine.
Okay.
He's just so cute and charming on as Zach Dempsey. That's his last name, Dempsey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just really like him. I think he's, I don't know, he's so cute on that show. And like, man, oh, you know why also is you need to watch the second season of 13 Reasons because there's a Zach storyline that.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
Fuck. Man, good times. I love him. He's so hot.
Oh my God.
Who's yours?
I'm going to go with. I'm gonna go with someone we talked about today who I didn't realize was a thirst cast of mine until like yesterday, and that's Daniel Radcliffe, guys.
Oh,
okay. We brought it up because we were talking about movies and stuff in the chat, and Kirsten brought up Harry Potter, and then when she brought up Daniel Radcliffe, and we all agree that, like, sometimes he's fire. Most of the time, he's fire.
There's just, in those last three movies, so 6, 7, 1, and 7, 2.
Also three, though. Looked, three.
But three, he's like a child.
But, I mean, back then, we were young.
Oh, sure. He's cute in three. Like, oh.
Yeah, cute.
I think even in five, he looks good, too. Okay, yeah, you know, five, ever since the haircut.
You're right. You're right.
Ever since he got the haircut.
Dude.
You guys.
And then.
He looks good.
He went to. He looks good. He went to that. I don't know what it was. Like, the abbreviation or the acronym's like TIFF. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. He was there and, like, playing with puppies and took all these pictures. And I was like, oh, hey. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, I also don't know, like, I don't know if he's necessarily, like, my type. Like,
yeah, he's not really I think if I saw, either.
Yeah, like, if I saw him on the street, I'd be like, oh, it's the guy. He has nice eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's handsome, but it's just also because he's freaking Harry Potter, you know?
Yeah, that's really, like, that'll never go away. I don't think he wants it to.
Man, I love Harry Potter, guys. So. I love Harry Potter.
I know, I miss them. Oh my gosh, wait, how do you feel about the rumors that Emma Watson and Tom Felton are together?
I was gonna bring that up in the chat today, but I was like, ooh, I only think Alexa cares
that
about this.
That shit is rocking my world, dude.
Like, I didn't think those, I didn't think that's, those are the words you were gonna say.
Dude, because, is that real?
It's fake. It's gotta be fake. No, I mean, all he did was post a picture of her on his Instagram, but, like, they're friends.
No, I know, but why do they hang out so much?
But she was wearing pajamas.
Yeah.
But she was wearing pajamas, also that, guys. And it was like, I don't hang out with my, well, I don't hang out with my single guy friends in pajamas.
Also, like,
you know what I mean?
Dude, you know teaching somebody anything, like, how he's teaching her guitar and shit? Like, that shit's
that's intimate.
Intimate. Thank
that's
you.
That's intimate.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I 100% support it because I also love Tom Felton.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they just
he doesn't look that great now, but I don't care. Malfoy forever.
Yeah, I mean, I also think, like, he just doesn't care about him. I mean, like, care to dress up right now because he's, like, doing whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But, dude, yeah. If they are together, like, how great, like, the universe, the Harry Potter universe would freak the fuck out.
Well, they're already freaking out. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't support them.
Yeah, true. I mean, if any of them got together,
well,
I'm
sure there are, but I feel like the consensus is that, like, people are down.
Yeah, yeah, agreed. Anyway, sorry.
Damn,
I had to ask you.
I've been wanting to talk to you about that for a while. Anyway, okay. My next one is you guys, oh, okay, this is just like a little one just because I don't really know too much about him, but Jordan Bolger was on
Jordan?
1.5 seasons of The 100.
I'm looking him up, but
it's Kara Maka, Caramaka. He played Miles Ezekiel Shaw. You guys, fire. He looks like a fine version of Bow Wow.
Oh, I need to look
at
this.
Like, if Bow Wow
ASAP.
Was fine. And, like, he has, like, this is for Angie. Shout out to Angie. He has, like, little earrings, like, dangly earrings that he wears. And I know that Angie is about that. So.
Oh, my God. Wait, what's his Instagram?
Kara, Caramaka.
Maka Instagram. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, just scroll down a little bit, and I mean, he's also British, I believe.
Oh.
So,
oh, shit.
Just
the
keep
earrings,
scrolling.
I'm
just saying.
Oh, shit.
He's, yep, got it. I see you. So, ladies, do yourself a favor, take a gander, and just see what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say, because I was not caught up on The 100. Like, it had been, like, almost a year or more since I had watched, and I couldn't, he just, like, showed up as a new character, and I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And it's like, who is this guy? Like, did I miss him? Like, where is he from?
Whoa.
You should have, like, literally when he showed up, I was like, who is this? Like, freaking pulling up IMDb and looking it up. He's fire.
Damn, he's hot.
But besides being, besides being good looking, I don't know anything about him. So it's like a, it's like minor thirst.
I get you. Like you don't know him yet, you know?
No, I don't need, I mean, I'm okay. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know,
I just
some,
appreciate it.
Some thirst out there you don't need to know.
Yeah, it's also because it's like, he is not on the show anymore, so.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. How about you?
My next one, I think I'm going to go with Chidi, to be honest. Real name? Jackson?
Oh, No, it's Will. Because he's an honorable mention. William Jackson Harper.
Yeah, dude, okay.
Chidi Anagonye.
Yeah. Ooh. Dude, you did such a good job pronouncing that.
Thank you.
She was like, what was Eleanor's season? She's like, Chidi Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick?
Damn. So, like, he's not, like, even in real life, like, he's not super hot.
No.
He's fine. Like, he's, like...
What? Like, not fine, like, fine, but he's fine.
Yeah, like, he...
Right.
He still looks good, like, in real life, like, dressed in regular clothes and not looking so, like, nerdy, but...
Nerdy? Yeah.
I just love his character, honestly. Like, it's just... It's like, I feel like everybody deep down, like, kind of wants somebody who's, like, a little bit of a dork, and Chidi is just so cute.
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah. I just, like, love their dynamic, and I think he's so... Oh, man, I can't... You have to finish the season, and we'll talk.
Oh, I'm just, like, dude, I'm looking at pictures of him just, like, even dressed as Chidi without, like, the sweater vest, at least, and he's just, like, still kind of cute.
He's cute. Also, shout out to Angie, because she always brings up how his shirt... when his shirt is off and he's like hella ripped.
Yeah, and she always says Chidi is jacked, so.
Yeah. That really makes me laugh. I mean, he is, though.
He is.
It's just funny to bring it up every time.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I'll go with my next one. I will say it like I have, like, a couple more honorable mentions, but I guess I can just do them after. But my next one is, my next and last one is Manny Jacinto,
who plays Jason
Mendoza.
I can't.
And he's at Manny Jacinto on Instagram. You guys, he's 100% my type. Like, he's a light-skinned Filipino.
You're
like,
right.
Is that not my type?
Wait, that is Hello. So your type. Oh, my God.
And, like, I don't necessarily, like, his personality is not great on the show. Like, sometimes, I like it.
He's
like,
funny.
Adorable, but he's hella dumb.
He's so, yeah.
You know,
he's, like,
on the
dumb
show.
Character on the show.
Yeah, but he's just, like, so cute.
Dude.
Like, he's so cute. He's half Filipino, right?
No, I... Oh, half Filipino, yeah.
He's
I thought he
full.
Was full at first, but...
I was Instagram stalking him. And he posted recently, like, a picture of him and a girl. And, like, the way he looks at her, he just looks like he's so in love. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so
sweet. Dude, he's born in the Philippines, though.
Oh, he has a... I don't know if this is his wife or his girlfriend, but she's really pretty.
No, I think it's just his girlfriend.
Oh, she's really pretty.
I think I remember seeing...
Is she Vietnamese? Is she Vietnamese? Oh, man, she's pretty.
Dude.
Her name is Diane L... Doan. Oh. Is that Doan? Is that? I don't know. Anyway, he's cute.
Dude.
And also, he can dance. LOL, whenever they show him dancing, I die.
When I found out he was a dancer, I was like, I can't do this. Like, it's too much. Dude, when I saw his Instagram, like, for the first time ever, I was like, oh, shit, he's hot. Like, as Jason, you're like, okay, you could see how he could be good looking.
He's cute, but he's just so dumb that it's, like, hard to get past.
Yeah, and then I saw his, his actual Instagram, and I was like, fuck.
Ugh. I know. It's a situation.
It really, really is.
I wonder what he's like IRL. Again, I don't do deep dive Instagram stalking on him.
I don't know, but, I mean, they seem to all be friends in real life, so he must be...
Yeah.
Pretty down to earth, I would
Tight.
Assume.
Oh, man.
My last one's going to be really
quick, last one.
But I just want to give a shout out to Tom Holland and his GQ magazine feature.
Yo.
I'm shooketh.
I hate you.
Like,
I just have never heard you say that out loud.
Oh, really?
No. I just, but yeah, no, I know.
Like,
he's
It was like,
looking like a winter snack. I just,
honestly,
you know,
winter.
Let me go into hibernation. Am I right? Okay.
Winter Harry Potter snack. Like, I just don't.
You guys, I just can't.
Everybody look those pictures up if you have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, you guys, but I'm sure you do. But no, actually, I don't think you might not know. I don't know. Who knows?
Like, I'm just great. Kind of like, did they do the Harry Potter-esque on purpose?
Ugh. Yeah, I'm down.
We love Tom Holland, okay.
I love Tom Holland. I remember when I was, like, when we first talked about it and how I was like, it's questionable for me to like him, yeah. But, you know, it's been a few years. I feel better about it.
Yeah, so, and honestly, like, it's fine. Whatever. He's 21, 2.
3?
I don't know, but who cares?
Doesn't matter.
He's so cute.
Anyway, I had a couple honorable mentions, one being Chidi Anagonye.
Shout out.
I also had a shout out to, this name makes me laugh, Bob Morley. Because it sounds like Bob Marley. But he is one of the characters on the 100.
Okay.
But not necessarily, like, he's good looking, but I just really like his character. And he's also married to, in real life, to one of the other characters on the show. So I just really like them.
Oh, that's
cute. Yeah. But then my last honorable mention is for Brandon Flynn, who plays Justin on 13 Reasons.
Sam Smith's ex.
I love him. He used to, yes, I was going to say, he used to date Sam Smith. Not anymore.
No.
Obviously. But he's so cute.
Yeah.
I just also love him.
He's
on
really good looking.
13 Reasons.
Like,
insanely good looking.
If you went to high school with someone who looked like that, everybody would just be into him.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, Ross Butler, you guys. Just.
Oh.
Never mind. Okay, you know? Like, I would definitely not be into Bryce. Ugh,
ew, yuck. God, he's gross. I would also not
be. I mean, not even just, like, the character. Not even, like, just says, but he just, like, looks-wise is not my vibe at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Clay's, like, not. He's just, like, all right.
Yeah, Clay's aight. Like, someone said he, who was it? He looks like Andy from Toy Story.
Oh, interesting.
I think it was my coworker says he looks like Andy from Toy Story and she doesn't like him. And Bryce kind of looks like Buzz Lightyear, so cool.
Oh, weird.
It's like that big face vibe.
Yeah, so true.
I don't know. That was a really productive thirst cast, I feel.
Yeah, that was good. We haven't had so many in a long time.
I hope it gave you some people to look up when you're, you know, got some time at work or something.
Yeah.
Whenever you guys listen to this. So.
Yeah, for sure that guy from the
100. That's all I had to say about that. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, also, guys, thank you again for listening, but we do have one voice message for next time that we're gonna have to
do. Yes, I forgot. I forgot about that.
Comes from Kirsten's fiance, Ramir. Shout out.
Sup boo. All right.
So Ramir, sorry we couldn't get to it today, but next time for sure.
Tight. So yeah, thanks for listening. Hit us up on social meds. Leave us a voice message. We got one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we'd like some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, guys. Pop and Locks Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Gmail.
Yes.
And the Pop and Locks Pod on Facebook.
Yeah. And you can listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, or Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and all those other places. So please do. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Kirsten. And remember, we got it on Pop
and Locks.
Be easy, y'all.
Peace.